China Telecom has formed a joint venture with Chinese internet firm NetEase to launch a new mobile chat tool. The new application, called Yixin, is expected to try to challenge Tencent's popular WeChat application. A little bit different from WeChat, Yixin users can actually send free text and voice messages to any mobile phone users, regardless of whether they have the Yixin app or not. China Telecom has a 73% stake in the joint venture, while NetEase will take the remaining stake. Called Zhejiang Yixin Technology, the joint venture does have registered capital of some 200 million yuan. Zhejiang Yixin is hoping to have more than 100 million registered users within 6 months. WeChat, on the other hand, currently has 236 million monthly active users. For more on the move, we spoke earlier with Doug Young, associate professor at Fudan University and former China Company news chief at Reuters.
How much of this new product going to have a realistic chance of competing with WeChat, which of course already has this huge, strong, established market base here in China?
They've got a big uphill battle cut out for them. That's WeChat itself is only 2 years old, just grown by leaps and bounds. So, you know, a lot of it is making the right product at the right time and sort of getting the right buzz. So there's no reason that China Telecom and NetEase can't do that. And actually, I think NetEase, I have a lot of respect for them. I think they actually are a pretty good company. The big issue here is they are a couple years behind WeChat. And then the other thing is the service is so closely tied to China Telecom, and China Telecom is just one of three companies in China, and they're actually the smallest of the mobile carriers.
And it's interesting, though, the way in which this new Yixin program is being set up is that basically you don't have to have a Yixin app to get a message. So basically, it almost sounds like China Telecom's a little undercut. I mean, is that part of the strategy, do you think?
I think that's exactly the strategy, because this product, at least initially, is going to be, you know, the most attractive to China Telecom users. So they've got to find a way to convince these people to use their instant messaging product, even though 90% of their friends might not have that same product. So that's why they've got to make it.
Yeah, it's a unique move. And it goes, I think, to the sort of broader sense in the way the telecommunications industry seems to be shifting now these days. How much room is there, in your estimation, Doug, for companies such as NetEase and other players in the mobile app market to find a little bit of headway and create products that people want to use here in China?
I think this is it's a really difficult space because it's just so competitive. I'm talking about the instant messaging / social networking space. Everybody's trying to do it. Not only is China Telecom doing this with NetEase, you know, we had Unicom actually sign a deal with Tencent and WeChat about a week ago. And China Mobile is trying to reposition completely overhaul its Fedian service to do the same thing. On top of that, you have services outside of China. You have this WhatsApp is real popular. And then there's this Japanese one called Line. That's popular too, and everybody's chasing the same people, and you know, there's just no way that people are going to be able to differentiate themselves. And you know, I think at the end of the day, we'll probably end up with one or two dominant players. And unfortunately, I don't think NetEase and China Telecom probably have what it takes to be one of those two big global players. But you never know.